World Mental Health Day is Tuesday, the 10th of October 2017, and the focus being on mental health in the workplace. And as mental health is a very sort of important thing in today's sort of society, I am going to share my own experiences of mental health and how it's sort of impacted my life, but mostly as a student as opposed to an employee. And I'm going to do this by answering a series of questions. The first question I'm going to answer is, what are your experiences of mental health? And I have a very varied, vast experience of mental health. And it all sort of, I suppose, stems from a bereavement in 2012. So about 5.5 years ago, when I lost my dad to cancer. And that sort of just set off this whole range of mental health problems, mainly involving depression and anxiety. And later in the year that my dad passed away, I was sort of diagnosed with this seasonal affective disorder, which is where like my mental health worsens during the winter months. And I've had that for most of my life, like looking back. And my mental health definitely worsens during the winter months. And I'm always more sort of optimistic and positive about life during the summer. I also struggled a lot with depression and anxiety while I was on my year abroad, which was 2 years ago now. So that was a struggle. I think moving abroad is a difficult, it's a massive thing to do, and I guess some people cope with it better than others. Yeah. And my sort of final experience of mental health was actually earlier this year, following major surgery. And I was sort of diagnosed with this like post-operation depression, which I didn't actually know was a thing until I was diagnosed with it. And yeah, but I think that's what I think post-operation depression is actually, it's not heard of very much. And I sort of feel like it needs to be heard of more because it is a real thing. Second question is, what have you found most difficult about mental health? And I guess talking about it is really difficult, and sort of admitting that sometimes it's a struggle to do things just because I feel a bit miserable one day. And I also find I'm very hard on myself when it comes to my mental health. I feel that I need to be like sort of, I guess, in control of my life. And when I have those days where I don't feel very in control, I'm very hard on myself as opposed to sort of taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture and being like, I have sort of like a lot to deal with. I've dealt with a lot, and sort of give myself a break. Third question is, what helps you cope with your mental health? And I will launch straight into this one by saying that writing definitely helps me to cope with my mental health. Writing about, I guess, how I feel, and whether that's sort of like a more creative piece of writing or just me writing down how I feel and then like getting rid of it. Yeah. I also find that talking helps. I didn't actually realize that until, what helps you cope with your mental health? And I will launch straight into this one by saying that writing definitely helps me to cope with my mental health. Writing about, I guess, how I feel, and whether that's sort of like a more creative piece of writing or just me writing down how I feel and then like getting rid of it. Yeah. I also find that talking helps. I didn't actually realize that until quite late on into my sort of mental health journey, but yeah, talking definitely helps. And another thing that I find is giving myself stuff to look forward to. And I find that this could be something as like extravagant as, for example, before I had my operation earlier this year, I applied for loads of jobs abroad in the hope that I'd get one so that it could sort of be like something to look forward to after I had my surgery. And so that was good. Or it could, sometimes it's just something as simple as like, I'm going to just get through like a day at university and then I'm going to go and I'm going to like watch, I don't know, EastEnders or at the moment the Great British Bake Off. And yeah. Fourth question is, what are your hopes for like the future of mental health? And I guess like it's good, it would be good not sort of have to feel ashamed about admitting that you're struggling with your mental health, because that is something that I have like felt too much, especially with the operation depression. Like that was challenging, because I always felt like that, considering I was sort of like physically on the mend, like it felt like I'd taken about like 10 steps backwards mentally. And that was sort of difficult to comprehend, I guess. I also think it would be good just to, like, for there to be like more places to just go to just like talk and like share experiences, like not necessarily sort of like therapy sessions, but just somewhere to like chill and just share experiences in like this like sort of like non-pressured environment. And I know that one of the things that I want to do at some point in my life is to sort of set up this, I guess, like a sort of like a bereavement, not support group, but just like for young people who have like been bereaved, is just like somewhere for them to just go and just like talk to like people of like a similar age who have been through like similar experiences. Because I know I found that when I lost my dad, I was 17 years old. It was a very difficult sort of moment in my life. And for then, like, to then lose a parent, it messed me up a bit. And I know I would have found it helpful just to have somewhere to just go and talk to people like my own age who have also been through something like similar. So that is something I want to do in the future for other people. And yeah, I think it's just good to just not have to feel ashamed. That is like the main thing. That would be my main hope for the future of mental health, is not having to feel ashamed to admit that sometimes you're struggling. And yeah. My fifth question is, how do you think your mental health will be affected in the future? For example, after you graduate from university. And I guess I put this question in to just sort of reflect on the fact that I sort of like the metaphor about life being sort of like a book, and sort of each sort of stage in my life is sort of like a new chapter. And I guess finishing university is going to be a new chapter in my life, and I don't know how that will affect my mental health, but I guess there will be challenges, but I guess it will also be sort of exciting, like a new start. And I guess it's also good to just be as like emotionally prepared for that as I can be. The sixth question, which sort of ties in with 2017's World Mental Health Day being focused on mental health in the workplace. And my sixth question is, what are your experiences of mental health in the workplace? And even though I've not had very much experience of work, aside from spending like my year in between finishing my A levels and coming to Swansea volunteering in a charity shop, and I guess that was sort of my first experience of work. And also had 3 years now working at Reading Festival, and a bit of teaching experience, and I feel like I've been really lucky in that actually working has been really positive for my mental health. Like, it sort of feels like having a purpose and like having like a goal to sort of reach. And I think, yeah, I think I've probably just been really lucky that my experiences of mental health in the workplace have been positive. And it's probably also because I've worked with amazing people through the jobs that I've had. And any time that I have struggled, I've felt able to admit that and actually felt really supported, which is good. And my final question is, what advice would you give to someone who is struggling with their mental health? And as cliche as it sounds, I would definitely say that, like, don't give up, because I felt like giving up, and I've also realised that that's actually not the right thing to do. Like, there's always someone to talk to. Like, it doesn't have to be like a doctor or like a counsellor. It's like even just like a friend, like just like talking to like a friend over like a cup of tea, and like that's always good. And like there's always someone there who's like sort of like willing to listen to you. And even though it can feel like there's not sometimes, but there is, it's definitely just important, like, not to give up and just to keep going and to realise that maybe you're stronger than you realise you are. And like, it took me a long time to start realising that myself.